And the player that does hold the number one jersey for you at the minute, Sam Johnston. With the Derby game being rescheduled because of Derby's FA Cup commitments, Brentford might be his last game with the current loan spell. Is there an update on that?
Well, you're right that it could be his last game. So we're in dialogue with Manchester United all the time, and we're trying to get some decisions, some answers. But as you can imagine, sometimes when you're dealing with the big clubs, they've got some more pressing, bigger things to deal with at times. So we're in constant dialogue with things. I think Sam's made it clear that he wants to stay, wants to get some game time, fit in again, as we said earlier, very easily into the squad, done what he's needed to do. We want him to stay. We will keep talking and talking to Manchester United and hopefully get a result from it whenever, really.
So you obviously don't want to put a time scale on that either, but he wants to stay, you want him to stay. At the minute, the barriers are just coming from Manchester United.
Well, that's always been the case, even all over the summer. It was clear that Sam wanted to come here, we wanted to bring him here, but there's the bigger stumbling block of actually a football club wanting to keep their own player. So that's what we suffered in the summer, and we're in the hands of them at this moment in time. Look, as I said, we've had plenty of dialogue with them over the last few weeks, and I'm sure we're over the next few days and next week, as the window gets closer, we're trying to do more and more work with them. But it's very difficult to tie certain individuals down at Manchester United to make an answer.
If that doesn't go through, you'll have contingency plans and backups. You're looking elsewhere for keepers.
Look, we've got players that we've got in mind that we can bring to the football club. We're not daft to think that that we're just going to leave it as it is. But also we've got two very good goalkeepers on our books in Chris and Matt as well. Them two that we feel that we can rely upon if we need to. We're not going to bring a goalkeeper in who we don't think is going to be any better than the two that we've already got at the football club. But hopefully we can keep Sam and we don't have to go down that line. But we have got other options available as well. But it's not an easy position to fill sometimes, because clubs in the Premier League have three goalkeepers. They want... Obviously, they'll have two involved on a match day, but they've also got that assurance that if something happens to the other two, that they can have the other one back. So it's not as easy as people think to secure these players. But we're desperate to try and do something with Sam and others' options. We'll see where it goes.
Other transfers? I know you like to keep tight lip, but you did say that you wanted to do your business quite early, if possible. So are we likely to see anyone come in before the Brentford game?
I wouldn't have thought before the weekend. Now I think it's a bit too close to the game. We've got all of next week still to do it, but I think anything that we get from now to the window shutting will be another bonus for us. I think we've done some good work already, but we'll keep asking the questions of football clubs. But keep saying week in, week out, it's never easy, because the football clubs that you're talking to want to keep their better players, and why would you? I think if anybody wanted to buy any of our players, they would find it very difficult to get them because of the position we're in. We don't want to sell, we don't have to sell. And that's the case with some other clubs, but we'll keep seeing if there's options out there to make us better as a team and a squad.
There are lots of names flying around. One that keeps cropping up is Tom Bradshaw, and he didn't really dismiss the idea of you'd like to bring him in, but you didn't dismiss it on Saturday. Are you any closer to agreeing with that? Or Dean Smith's coming to Deepdale on Saturday. Can I have a nice word with him about his former player?
I think everybody knows that Bradshaw's got a lot of goals and he's a good player. But ultimately, what we do with bids, with players, might be a smokescreen, might be after somebody else. So we try and do as it's behind closed doors. And if we do it, I'm sure you and the local press will be first to know.
Josh Brownhill went out on loan. Do you think there's going to be any more movement in terms of the players that you've got in the current squad? Do you think they'll be going out to get more game time?
No, I don't think we can't allow anybody else to go out, because we haven't got the bodies around the squad now. I think we've got probably, when everybody's fit, 19, 20 players that are first team players. So we're leaving ourselves a little bit short with Josh going out, but we did feel that it was something that I had to do for Josh's benefit, because he's been patient, waiting for an opportunity. We had brought Ben Pearson in as well. So it's vital for his long-term development to get some football. I don't want this season to be a waste for him. So more than happy for him to go and get some games. After 28 days, we'll reassess the situation. And if I feel that it's worthwhile bringing him back, then I'll bring him back. If not, then he can continue his development. He's a good player, young player, that I want here for the long term of the football club and his future as well. So he's the only one that's out. I can't see anybody else going out, because we haven't got the bodies.